Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for another opportunity to be here this morning. We thank God so much for his goodness. I tell you what, we serve a good God. Amen. Come on, if you're around somebody, just look at them and say, God is good. Amen. He is good. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's pray, and we're going to jump right into the word. Don't plan to be long this morning, but God has something that he wants to drop into your spirit this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you so much. Thank you so much for your grace. Thank you so much for your mercy. Thank you so much for sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins and grafting us into the family, making us part of the family. And we have that assurance that we know once we leave this earth, we're going to be with you, Lord. We are so happy that not only will we come to be with you, but we can bring other people with us, Father God. Win the lost for your kingdom, Father God. Now, as the word goes forth, we thank you that it goes forth with power. It'll be a tangible word that will be planted into their spirits this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. We thank God so much. Thank God for our bishop and first lady. They're doing well. Thank them so much. And has been a very eventful week for me and my family. Amen. My mother-in-law, amen, joined in holy matrimony. I tell you what, we just had such a beautiful weekend, and it's just been beautiful all this week. So we thank God for you. Thank you for joining in to Christian Fellowship Church, where Jesus is Lord. And we're going to jump right into the word. Last week, you know, I talked about speaking to your mountain. And, you know, we're speaking spirits, and, you know, we're made in the image of God. And if you look in the book of Genesis, it plainly says, and God said, let there be light. And God said, water separate. And God said, and God said. And if you go on through that book, it says, and God saw, and it was good. God made us in his image. We are speaking spirits. You know, a lot of times Christians don't get what they want to get or what they need to get because they won't stop and have a conversation with their situation. Amen. All that kind of rhyme. I feel like I'm rapping a little bit. Have a conversation with your situation. Hey, man, don't get me going now. I can do it now. Amen. Praise God. That's right. That's right. Conversation with your situation. Amen. You know, when Jesus went to that fig tree and happily he came up on that fig tree, but the Bible says the time of figs was not yet. Jesus went to the fig tree and he didn't see any figs. The Bible says he answered that thing and said, no man eat from you hereafter. Amen. And the disciples, a few verses later, said, Master, look at the fig tree. It's dried up from the roots. What happened? Jesus had a conversation with that situation. Amen. You got to have a conversation with your situation. Amen. Somebody needs to sit down and have a conversation with cancer. Amen. The Bible says it will obey you. Amen. Somebody need to sit down and have a conversation with depression. Somebody need to sit down and have a conversation with your money. Amen. Somebody need to sit down and have a conversation with your marriage. You need to sit down and have a conversation about your children. Amen. You need to sit down and have a conversation about your job. Amen. Come on, somebody. You need to sit down and have a conversation about favor. Speak to it. The Bible says it will obey you. It has to bow his knee. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says plainly that the angels hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Now, when we speak in God's word. Amen. That's what they hear, the voice of God. When the word of God is coming out of our mouth, they hear the voice of the Lord. And angels hearken. I mean, they get to work. They get busy. We're speaking spirits. We got to have a conversation. I'm reminded, and I can get mad all over again if I wanted to. But my baby, about 2 years ago, she said, Dad, she was asking, can we have a dog? I said, no, we ain't getting no dog. I don't want a dog, no. And she snuck me now. She got real sneaky. She said, now, Daddy, the Bible says, you know, if you believe with your heart, you have what you say, right? I said, that's what the scriptures say, baby. She said, well, Daddy, I believe I received my puppy. I said, hold, wait just 1 minute, baby. I said, it worked, but it don't work like that. Well, it does work like that, but wait a minute. Okay, it does work like that, but we ain't going to use it like that. You understand what I'm saying? I said, come on, Paris. Now, She just laughed. She said, Daddy, I believe I received. I said, Lord, have mercy. The girl done got it. Lord, she done got it. She done got the principle. She would get with her mama. They'd sit on that couch with that iPad and pull up them puppies. And I'm sitting over there mad the whole time. Just the whole time. And she say, I was in the flush, not the flesh. I was in the flush. Amen. And she say, Mama, am I gonna get it? And her mama said, Baby, you already got it. And the more they talked about it, the madder I got. And I said, Paris, now Daddy done said we're not getting a dog. Do you understand? She just laughed. Daddy, you need some help. I believe I received. I said, Lord, this girl got it. I said, am I telling the truth, Toy? She said, Dad, I believe I received. She was speaking to the situation. Now, I tried my best. I got real bold. I got real mad. I said, Paris Alexis Jones. I said, we're not getting a dog. Do you understand? Daddy, you just need some help, Daddy. I believe I received. I said, guess what, y'all? We got a dog. Now, I told my wife, I said, I was not raised like this. I was not raised to have no dog in my house. I'm still trying to get used to it. The dog come up to me like we friends. I'm like, we all right, but we ain't just friends. We all right. And he'll come up. I see him on my side. He'll bump me on my elbow. I'm like, will this dog leave me alone? He'll bump me again and wag his tail. I said, look here, Prince. We call him. Guess what they named the dog? Prince Alvin. Go name the dog after me. I said, look here, Prince. Why ain't nobody in this room? I'm going to rub your head and under your chin just for a second. So I rubbed the dog, but it's between me and you now. Here come Prince. Oh, Daddy, you rubbing the dog? You really like the dog? I said, I ain't rubbing that dog. Yes, you are. I saw you, Daddy. No, I wasn't. I'm just telling the Lord, forgive me for telling that story, because I told a story. I said, me and the dog, we all right. But she spoke to the situation. She did not waver, not one bit in her face. I told her mama, I said, baby, I said, I'm not getting a dog. She said, Therese, you're gonna hurt that baby's faith. I said, Toya, she'll be all right. I said, look, everybody miss it every now and then. I mean, every now and then they miss it. I said, ain't we done missed it before? But she did not waver in her faith. She spoke to the situation. We speak in spirits. So we got to understand, we speak just like Jesus. We speak to the mountain. We speak to our situation. Amen. Now, we also talked about last week, and I'm not going to be long. We talked about last week. Why was Jesus so successful? Well, the Bible plainly says, Jesus said, he said it plainly as he could say it. He said, I only say and I only do what I hear my Father say and do. Jesus got specific directions from God so he could get the answer that he wanted, and it didn't take a long time. And there's been so many situations. I'm believing God for this. I'm praying for this. And I will skip the main step. Hear from God. Hear from God. Hear from God.